AAP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Investigators believe the identity thieves who breached the IRS, stealing information from thousands of taxpayers, are based in Russia. Two officials tell the Associated Press it was part of a scheme to collect bogus refunds. Our Jerry Bodlander reports Congress wants to hear more.
It's rarely good news when you unexpectedly hear from the IRS. And in this case, 104,000 taxpayers are going to be told that identity thieves accessed their confidential information using the IRS website. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch wants a briefing by the end of next week that provides some basic information. Like, when did the breach happen? How soon after did the IRS learn of it? Who did it? What information did they access? And has any of the information been used? He also wants to know what needs to be done to make sure it doesn't happen again. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The Pentagon says it inadvertently shipped live anthrax spores to as many as 9 laboratories they were supposed to send inactivated samples for research. The government says there's no apparent risk to the public. In Texas, hundreds of residents have been told to leave their homes west of Fort Worth because of a rising river. There's also a flooding risk in the Houston area. Senator Ted Cruz says so many people are devastated.
We have seen lives taken from us, men, women, and children taken by the floodwaters. We've seen people's homes taken away.
This is the wettest month on record in the Lone Star State. Hurricane season starts next week. NOAA says it expects a light year with 6 to 11 named storms and no more than 2 of them becoming major hurricanes at Category 3 or higher. Rick Santorum is running for president. The former Pennsylvania senator was the second highest vote-getter among the GOP candidates in 2012. This is AP Radio News. You're eating dinner, the phone rings, it's a recording trying to sell you something. But the FCC is considering something new, allowing you to block those calls. Here's our Violet Ikonomova with details.
The head of the FCC is hoping to close loopholes and strengthen current rules regarding robocalls on landlines and wireless phones. And a key part of the plan is to clear up confusion over robocall blocking. Phone carriers have been scared to use the tool because it could break laws that require them to connect phone calls. In a recent blog post, though, the FCC chair says the technology does not violate the rules.
The commission votes on the proposal June 18th. The 6 Baltimore police officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray, their lawyers are asking a judge to move that case out of Baltimore, saying it would be impossible to select an impartial jury, especially since residents were all affected by the curfew. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.